Isn't it so awesome that we get to continue to worship together? I'm so thankful for technology and that Jesus lets us live in a time like this. And I'm so thankful for the word that he has for each and every one of us today as we continue under our series called The Bridge. Now, what we've been unpacking in this series is Jesus is our bridge to unity, authenticity, hope, growth, and life. And if you don't get anything else from what we've been talking about in this series, I want you to know today, no matter where you are, Jesus is the bridge to the other side. And so today, let's continue into our series called The Bridge as we talk about this thing called growth. Now, for each and every one of us, this is going to be an awesome time to get together. But if you know anything about me, I'm all about us interacting at the beginning. So to start off with, somebody give me a virtual high five, a virtual fist bump, whatever that looks like. Let's do that. Throw it in the comments. Let's say hello to each other. Be giving fist bumps to each other. At somebody in your comments. Let them know that you're thankful that they're here. And let them know that we are thankful that they are here as well. So there you go. There's your virtual fist bump for each and every person. Love to see those in the comments a little bit later. But to kick this off as well, you know, we not only got to get together with some fist bumps, got to have some audience participation. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you just to be real when I ask you this question. So here we go, okay? How many of us that are listening, watching, and online right now, wherever you are, can say that we have lost something in 2020? How many of us right now can say that we've lost something in 2020? Hey, maybe you lost weight. Praise God. Amen. That's awesome. Hey, maybe you lost debt. Amen. That's awesome. In 2020, you've lost that. Now, hey, I'm going to get real right here for a minute. Hey, how many folks probably would say they've lost jobs in 2020? Lost careers. Hey, some of us right now have lost spouses. We've lost relationships. We've lost friendships. We've lost kids. We've lost careers. We've lost cars. We've lost houses. We've lost bank accounts. As a matter of fact, many of us right now may even feel like we've lost dreams and hopes in this moment in time, but many of us right now can say that we've lost something in 2020. Okay, you go ahead and throw your hand down or whatever that looks like for you. My second question is this. How many of us that have lost something in 2020 feel like we're down to nothing? I mean, be real. Hey, maybe you don't want to be real on social right now or in the comments. That's okay. I want to let you know we have folks right now that want to pray with you. Reach out to us at prayer@thevine.tv. We'd love to connect with you. We have a team that would love to pray with you. But if I'm completely honest, many of us right now would say that we've lost something in 2020. Many of us would say we feel like we're down to nothing. Now, you see, even though we have folks that have lost something in 2020 and feel like they're down to nothing, there's one more category of people here. And maybe that I feel like I'm in this category because I know that I've lost some things in 2020. And there are some things in my life that I feel like I'm down to nothing. But some of us here that are in Christ Jesus in this moment, we can say even today that, yes, I have lost something and I'm down to nothing. But every time in my life that God has moved in my life is when I felt like I was down to nothing. He was always up to something. So how many people right now would say that even though I'm down to nothing, when God is in it, he's always up to something? How many people in our life would say that right now? How many people would raise their hand and say, hey, I may be down, but I'm not out. I may be down, but I'm not out. With God, there is hope. With God, there is something going on. And even though it may feel like I'm down to nothing, with Christ Jesus, he is up to something in my life. How many of us right now would say that? You see, that's what I want to talk about today. Because right now in the crazy chaos that we're in and the craziness that we're walking through right now, many of us would say, why in the world is that crazy man talking about growth in 2020 in the middle of a global pandemic? And the thing that I want you to know today is that no matter what's going on in this world, Jesus still wants to grow you to be all that you were created to be and all that I was created to be. And so today, if you've got your Bible, I would love for you to dive in with us as we dive into the bridge and this thing called growth. If you've got your Bible today, I want you to go ahead and get to John 15. Now, I'm going to start in a verse in Isaiah you may not have heard before, and I believe it's going to be awesome if you haven't, because Jesus has a word through that. But go ahead, we're going to camp out most of our time in John 15. If you don't have a Bible and you would like one, we would love to get one to you free. Let us know, we'll get it to you. You can email us at hello@thevine.tv. Share your address and we can mail that to you. Or not only that, we would love to pray with you or love to help you learn how to read that. But it'd be crazy to think in this digital age that we live in, some folks like to do things digitally. So I want to show you right now how you can follow along with us on the Bible app. So here's what you want to do. You want to download the Bible app. Now once you download that, you want to open it up and click on the More tab. And once you click on the More tab, you want to click on the Events tab. Make sure your location services are on. And you're going to see the Vine TV Worship Experience. You're going to see the title of today's message, Growth. But when you open that up, you're going to see all the scripture that we're going to walk through. Not only are you going to see all the scripture that we're going to walk through, you're going to see ways and places that you can connect with us throughout the week. So if that's you today, go ahead and open up the Bible app and you can follow along with us as we get ready to dive into this thing called growth. So I'm going to start out in Isaiah 11:1, and many of you may not have heard this verse, but I know that it's going to have some impact today for God's glory. And it goes like this, Isaiah 11:1. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Now, when Isaiah is writing this, it's 700 years before Jesus comes and walks this earth. 700 years before Jesus is here, Isaiah is writing this. And when God speaks this to Isaiah, it's because he's telling them as they're going into Babylonian captivity and they're walking through this, that Israel has done everything they could to put their hope and faith into everything but God to grow. They put it in their land. They put it in their possessions. They put it in false gods. They put it in everywhere but the one place that they could grow. And Israel in this moment is down to nothing. They are down to a stump. Yet even though they're down to a stump, there's a shoot that's going to bring forth a branch that will bear fruit. We'll come back to this verse a little bit later. But many of you right now are already to John 15. So we're going to go ahead and get to John 15. We're going to talk about this branch that will bear fruit. Now, if you know anything about me, you know anything about the Vine Church, you know John 15 is where it's at. You know, for me, that's what it's all about. I love John chapter 15. I love the Gospel of John. It's my favorite gospel. So if you want to talk, maybe, hey, we can have some Zoom time. Let me know. We can dive into John 15, but we're going to dive into John 15 now as we continue into this bridge and talk about growth. And it says this in verse 1. I am the true vine. This is Jesus speaking. That's why it's read in most of our Bible. And my Father is the gardener. Now pay attention to this because this is so important for each and every one of us today. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. When I look at the season we're in and I look at the seasons of life right now and I look at this verse, what Jesus is trying to tell us is many of us can say we've had seasons in our life where we've had some fun and it's not been real fruitful. But there are some seasons in our life where it's not been fun, where the pruning takes place, that have been the most fruitful time of our life. And I believe that many of us right now may be in that second season, but we have to realize that in Christ Jesus, he's pruning some things away so that we can bear more fruit. Instead of being angry, distant, and not with us, he's actually preparing us to grow. More on that in just a little bit. So here we go. Verse 3 says this. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Church, what Jesus is saying right here is so many times when we're down to nothing, we try to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. That's the American way. And I'm telling you, I'm a hard worker. I love that. I'm a pull yourself up by your bootstraps person. But I want to tell you one thing. If I only can rely in me in the hard times and on me in the hard times, when the good times come, I will never be able to sustain it, because my hope is in me and my hope isn't in a Savior that is Christ Jesus. And what Jesus is trying to say right now is that so many of us are being pruned and we're in a place that we feel like we're down to nothing. And he's showing us right now that when we're down to nothing, he is up to something. When we have Jesus in our life, he is our Savior. And when we have Jesus in our life, he is showing us that no matter what, when we are connected to him, we can grow because we can bear fruit. If we're only in ourselves, we can't bear fruit. As a matter of fact, what happens, and I believe that Jesus is opening the door for many of us right now, and the reason that I'm telling you the church around the world is meeting virtually, as Christians, we have got into the world of fake fruit. We've been in a place where we come to church and we have to pretend that it's all okay. We have to pretend like everything's going perfect in our life. We're too afraid to tell people that we're broken. We're too afraid to tell people that we're messed up. As a matter of fact, we're too afraid to tell people that we have anxiety. We're too afraid to tell people we're depressed right now. We're too afraid to tell people that we lost the job. We're too afraid to tell people that we lost the car, that we lost the house, that we don't have it all together, that we're messed up. We're too afraid for that. And the reason that we do that is we want to carry fake fruit with us. And I want to tell you, when we do that, we can't grow. As a matter of fact, Jesus just said no branch can bear fruit by itself. But we can bear fruit if we remain in him. Now, my life verse is what Jesus is about to tell us right here, and is so important for each and every one of us. And it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, the reason this is my life verse is because I'm such a hard worker and I want to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I think that I can figure it out all on my own, and I think that I can have it all together on my own. And when it all starts crashing down around me in those seasons is when I'm depressed, I'm angry, I'm mad at God, I'm mad at everyone else. And it's because I tried to build my house instead of letting God build the house and me trusting him to take faithful steps of obedience. And that verse is something that hangs on my life. It is the verse that he's given me over my life to be reminded that when I remain in him, I will bear much fruit. But apart from him, I can do nothing. Verse 6 said, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, and that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. You see, what ends up happening in our life is right now I'm trying to tell you that Jesus is pruning us and he's getting rid of the fake fruit. He's getting rid of the fake fruit of our hope being in our bank account, of our growth being in our bank account, of our growth being in our 401k, of our growth being in our government bailing us out, and our growth being in ourselves trying to work harder, to try to memorize more Bible verses to please God, to try to pray the right prayer, to try to wear the right clothes, to try to say the right things, to try to celebrate the right way, to try to worship the right way, sing the right song, do the right thing. Jesus is trying to tell us he doesn't need all that. He doesn't want all that from us. He just wants us. And so in this season right now, I want you to know that you may feel like you're down to nothing, but with God, he's up to something. And it's in the moments in my life when I felt like I was down to nothing that God showed up and showed out the most. And right now I'm telling you, he is setting each and every one of us up for growth. He is setting each and every one of us up if we will just trust him and remain in him, because he alone is the source that will change our life, our community, our work, and the world. A life that's connected to him, connected to the vine. Each and every one of us, not the vine church, the local church around the world is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the vine that is Christ Jesus. We have to be connected to the vine in order to grow. Otherwise, everything else that we have is fake fruit. And I don't know about you, but anytime I've gone, I remember growing up and like grandma would have like the fake apples and bananas. And how frustrated would you be when you just wanted something to eat and you bit into fake fruit? It couldn't sustain you. It couldn't fulfill you. It couldn't help you in rough times because it was fake. And maybe I'm preaching to myself right here, right now, but I know that as Jesus is pruning me, as Jesus is taking those things and he's ripping them away from life that I'm putting my hope in that isn't him, that I'm putting my faith to grow in that isn't him, he's ripping those away to set me up to grow in him, to bear fruit. You see, Jesus goes on to talk about our joy being complete in verse 9 through 15. We're not going to talk about those. Once again, I love to talk with you if you need to talk about John 15. I love this gospel and I love this chapter of John. But the thing that I want you to see today more than anything as we talk about Jesus being our bridge is Jesus is our bridge to grow lasting fruit. Jesus is our bridge to grow lasting fruit. We just read about it. You can't bear fruit yourself. You alone can't bear fruit yourself. You can have short-term success trying to do it all on your own, but it will not be eternal reward. Only in Christ Jesus can you and I experience fruit that is real. Now, I want you to know today that just because we're talking about Jesus and experiencing fruit that was real, you may think, well, listen, man, like, if God knew what I did, there's no way that he would let me have fruit. If God knew what I did, there's no way he would love me. God just has to be mad at me. Everything in my life is disappointment. It always gets down to nothing. There's no way that God would love me. And I just want you to see what Jesus says right here in John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in the name of, in my name, the Father will give you. Jesus is declaring right there in this moment that each and every one of us, he chose us. We didn't do anything to earn him choosing us. He chose us to bear fruit. But we have to be connected in a relationship with him. We have to receive the free gift of salvation he died to give us. Each and every one of us have to trust that he is who he says he is. Yet so many times in our life, we'll do that for one moment. And then we go try to build our house on our own. And I'm telling you, a house that's not that built on the Lord will not stand. It will fall. It is not a house that is built on the rock. And I want you to know today, no matter what you've done in your past, no matter where you sit right now, no matter what people say about you, no matter what the bank account says about you, no matter what the debt collectors say about you, Jesus chose you. Jesus has chosen you to grow. They might have left you. They might have abandoned you. The dream marriage might have just ended. I want you to know that even though they didn't choose you, Jesus chose you. And I'm telling you, if he can choose somebody as messed up as me, he can definitely choose you. And he's telling you and I right now, he chose us. But not only did he just choose us, he appointed us so that we can grow in him. That it doesn't matter what our past says, we aren't defined by it. But when we are in him, we are defined by him and who he says we are, not who they say we are. And so in this moment right now, we may be experiencing loss and we may be experiencing what feels like the worst year of our life so far. And I want to tell you, in Christ Jesus, it's about to be the best year. It's about to be the best year. And the reason that I know that is what verse 17 says, how we can truly experience the fruit that is everlasting is this. Jesus sums it up in one word. Jesus says three words, excuse me. Verse 17, this is my command. Love each other. If we want to have fruit that lasts, it starts with loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And loving our neighbor as ourself. And I'm telling you, no matter what this world throws at us, we can always live a life of love God and love others, and it'll always bear fruit that'll last. It won't be the medical diagnosis that we got from the doctor. It won't be the pink slip that we just got from the layoff. It won't be the rejection that we got from the bank for the extension on the loan. It won't be the car that just got repoed. It won't be the one that just packed her bags and left you. It won't be that. It won't be the ones who have abandoned you instead. No. When we love God, love others, we get to meet each other right where we're at. Because guess what, friends? Jesus did just the same for you and for I. You see, so many times in our life, we assume that when God does something in our life, it's going to be easy. We assume that when God does something in our life, it's going to be easy. We love it. We think it's the mountaintop experience. And I want to tell you, so many times we fall in love with the mountaintop that we forget what happens in the valley. And when I look in, and when I look in my Bible, when I look in the Word, anytime that I've seen God move, it wasn't when times were at their best. It wasn't the roaring 20s, if you will. It's when God moved is when the depression, the recession, and the reset button was getting hit. And so I want to tell you right now, God always works in hard times. As a matter of fact, He's got the doctorate in hard times. He shows up in hard times. He's known for going into the chaos, the mess, the worst of the worst, and taking those things, and He actually takes dead things and brings them back to life for each and every one of us in Christ Jesus. So I want you and I to both be reminded today, no matter how hard it is, no matter how down to nothing we feel, God is up to something. God is about to set us into a season where we will have growth. I'm not talking fake prosperity, gospel growth. You know that's not who I am. What I'm saying is growth to be exactly who He created us to be. And we get to live that out by loving God and loving others as ourselves. And I want you to know today, wherever you are, just because you give your life to Jesus don't mean it's easy. It's not sunshine, rainbows, and cupcakes. As a matter of fact, every season that's been what I felt is the hardest season of my life is when Jesus showed up the most. And when Jesus grew me, when I took steps of obedience to be all that He created me to be. And the reason is because I'm hard-headed, and I know if in the hard times I could dig myself out of it on my own, I would trust in me alone and not Him. And we just read in John 15 that a branch cannot bear fruit itself. And when I would fall in love with that fake short-term success, I would fall in love with that fake fruit and think that fake fruit would sustain me. And I'd go take a bite of that fake apple that grandma had out on the counter, and it didn't. Friends, right now, we've had a lot of fake fruit in our life. But the one thing that won't lead to fake fruit is a relationship with Jesus and living it out and love God and love others. You see, so many times in our life, we think that when the hard times come, that God could just give a miracle cure. Right now, as a matter of fact, many around the world are praying for a miracle cure, something to end this pandemic. Now, hear me out here. I'm not saying that that couldn't happen, and I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen, but what I'm trying to tell you is, what if God is trying to tell us right now in this season, He is the miracle, and He wants to bring us through it instead of making us go around it? Because when we go through it, we're going to come out better than how we walked into it. You see, as I was getting ready for this, reading Isaiah 11:1, it just kept bringing me back to one of my childhood favorites. You may be able to see it by the cover, and it's called The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. Don't look at the back. It could scare you a little bit, but it's one of my childhood favorite books, and I'm going to read this right now because I believe that this describes many of us right now when it comes to bearing fruit and growing to be all that He created us to be. So the giving tree. Once there was a tree, and she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come, and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play king of the forest. He would climb up her trunk and swing from her branches and eat apples. And they would play hide and go seek. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And the boy loved the tree very much. And the tree was happy. But see, time went by. And the boy grew older. And the tree was often alone. Then one day the boy came to the tree and said, the tree said, "Come, boy, come and climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and eat apples and play in my shade and be happy." "I'm too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?" "I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I only have leaves and apples. Take my apples, boy, and sell them in the city. Then you will have money and you will be happy." And so the boy climbed up the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and the tree was sad. And then one day, the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy. She said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and be happy." "I'm too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife and I want children, so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house, but you may cut off my branches and build a house. Then you will be happy." And so the boy cut off her branches, and he carried them away to build his house. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time. And when he came back, the tree was so happy, she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered, "come and play." "I'm too old and sad to play," said the boy. "I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat?"
"Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you can sail away and be happy."
And so the boy cut down her trunk and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really. And after a long time, the boy came back again. "I'm sorry, boy," said the tree, "but I have nothing left to give. My apples are gone."
"My teeth are too weak for apples," said the boy.
"My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them."
"I'm too old to swing on the branches," said the boy.
"My trunk is gone," said the tree. "You cannot climb."
"I'm too tired to climb," said the boy.
"I am sorry," sighed the tree. "I wish I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump. I'm sorry."
"I don't need very much now," said the boy. "Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I'm very tired."
"Well," said the tree, straightening up herself as much as she could. "Well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest."
And the boy did. And the tree was happy. The end.
You see, I read this book, and I think many of us are like this little boy. You see, we go to God, and we treat God like the tree, and we treat him like a genie in a bottle. And we ask him for all the things that would make us happy. You see, it started out with a love relationship where we were able to have fun and play, but eventually we just got frustrated with it. So we tried to fill ourselves just like the little boy did with houses and apples and boats. So much so that the tree was down to nothing. But you see the thing about that tree. You see, at the end of the story, what ends up happening is, you see, even though the tree had given all that it had had, even though the tree had made the boy a boat, had made the boy a house, had given him apples, had given the trunk, that was, even though the tree had done all that, remember, there was something that was left in the end. There was something in the stump. And Isaiah 11:1 reminds us how we started this today. I want you to know that a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. That is Jesus Christ, my friends. And I want you to know today that even though you feel like you're at your stump, that God, just like that tree, gave everything for each and every one of us to connect with him, to rest with him, to have a relationship with him, no matter what season we're going through. The little boy grew up to be an old man at that moment in time. And finally, he realized that he was weary from chasing everything in the world. He just needed to have rest, and the season that he was in didn't matter, but the connection that he had made all the difference. And my friend, today I want you to know that that stump that was there and that shoot that came up that is from the stump of Jesse is Jesus Christ. And he is the branch in which we can bear fruit in. And I want you to know that as long as we are rooted in the vine, as long as we are connected to the vine, we are able to be a part of the promise of growing, the promise of having peace, rest, love, joy, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and love. Each and every one of us can bear fruit of the Spirit. We can have fruit that can last no matter what season that we're in right now, because many of us think that God is gone. Many of us think that we are down to nothing, and because of that, God is gone. He's taken everything away from us.
But I want you to know that maybe God isn't gone in your life right now. Maybe He's preparing you for growth. Maybe He is setting you up and there's a shoot springing forth because you're connected to the vine where you can grow to be all that you were created to be because your roots are preparing to grow deep in Him. And the thing that I want you to know today, no matter where you are, that the little boy found out at the end of the story is you can't partake in the fruit of fulfillment in your life, joy, peace, in every circumstance, in every season, if you aren't first connected to Jesus. And so, my friends, today, I want you to know, you don't have to leave this service disconnected from God. You don't have to leave this service feeling like you're down to nothing, because today I want you to know that there has been a shoot that sprang forth from the stump of Jesse. There has been something that has come so that you can bear fruit, and His name is Jesus Christ, because each and every one of us were down to nothing. We tried to earn our way to God by fulfilling the law and we couldn't do it. None of us could be found righteous. And because of that, our sin can never be atoned for in our own works. And so we were destined to death. But God loved us enough that He gave all. He put everything He could. This is the story of Israel in the Old Testament, where God gave them everything and they still turned their back on Him and they still couldn't be in a relationship with Him. So He said, I've got one thing left and I'm going to give all. And that's from the stump. And that's my son. And so what ended up happening is Jesus came down into the earth. And He lived the perfect life we couldn't live. He died the death we deserve for our sins on the cross and loved us enough not to stay dead. He rose again on the third day and left an empty tomb so that we could live heaven and earth now, that we can be all that we were created to be, to bear fruit in all seasons. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven to experience that. And so today I just want to ask you, are you going to leave this time together disconnected from God, mad at people who you should never have your hope in, who can never carry the weight of sustaining the fruit that you can't bear and that they can't bear? They can never fulfill you. Are you going to put it in the drug? Are you going to stay connected to the addiction? Are you going to stay connected to the career? Are you going to stay connected to the bank account? Are you, for the first time today, going to not leave this service disconnected from God, but instead understand that you may be down to nothing, but if you are down to nothing with God, He's up to something. And this year may be the year that you thought was going to be the year of loss, but in Christ Jesus, it's going to be the year of your greatest gains. It's going to be the year of your greatest growth. That in Christ Jesus, you are no longer going to be down. You are not down and out. That He is going to work through you. And so I want to ask you today, will you do that? Because when I look at this story and I look at this tree, I want you to know there was a moment in time, and we're getting ready to celebrate it at Easter, where someone cut down a tree and made two beams. And when they cut that tree down, man, I guarantee you the person who cut that tree down thought, man, somebody's going to lose it all on this tree. They're going to lose their life. They're going to be down to nothing. And you see, they were only partly right. Because Jesus goes to that tree and He gave it all so that those of us no longer have to live down to nothing, because in Him we have everything. And so today I want you to know that Jesus gave His life for each and every one of us. He gave it all so that we could have life. So maybe today you still feel like you're down to your stump. There's not a better time to start brand new. You see, I told you, Jesus gave it all on that tree. Galatians 3, verse 13 through 14 says it so perfectly about that. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit. We may be able to bear that out in our lives. I want you to know today that Jesus chose each and every one of us. The thing is, will we receive the free gift of salvation He's given us and rest in Him in this crazy season? Or will we try to trust in ourselves and see it all come crashing down? Right now, many of us are seeing Jesus for the first time. For the first time, we're seeing that we have put all of our growth, all of our hope, all of our faith in things that can never sustain. And right now, I want to help you because someone had to help me. I want you to know we do this at the Vine Church every week because all that we do is exist to point people to Jesus.
And so we're about to say the prayer, and I want to tell you, just like Galatians 3, 13 and 14 said, it's not the words of this prayer that saves you, but faith. Faith. Faith being connected to the vine. Faith will allow you to bear fruit. Faith. And so when we say this prayer, we say it out loud as a family for the benefit of those coming to the faith for the first time. But what we are doing when we pray this, as we are praying and confessing to God that we are sinners separated from Him. And in that separation, He had to make a way. And so Jesus came to be our bridge, to fill the chasm that we could never fill of sin in our life, the distance that we had between God. He became our bridge by living the perfect life we couldn't live, dying the death we deserve on the cross, paying the penalty for our sins, but loved us enough not to stay dead. He rose again on the third day so that we could have life. We can live in relationship with the Father now. We can be all He created us to be right now. We just have to receive the free gift. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to memorize Bible verses. We don't have to have prayers written down. We don't have to go to certain meetings. We don't have a 12-step process. It's not any of that. All we have to do is receive. And so when we pray this prayer, we are receiving the free gift of salvation that Jesus died to give us. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask everyone to pray after me out loud for the benefit of those coming to Christ for the first time. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from You. I believe You came, lived the life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve on the cross for my sins, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow You step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And with every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you and you can say for the first time that you've given your life to Christ, I'm going to count to three and I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. If that's you today, you don't have to go through life disconnected. You don't have to go through life with just a stump. In Christ Jesus, there's a sprout coming forth. There's a new beginning happening. You are no longer your past. You are no longer who they say you are. In Christ Jesus, you are who He says you are. If you right now for the first time have said that you've given your life to Jesus, will you click on that hand that's raised? Please reach out to us at prayer@thevine.tv. Call us at 864-580-6698. Leave us a comment because we have people who want to celebrate this new beginning with you, want to celebrate this season of growth with you. And so today, don't let today go by without telling someone. And for everyone else, I want to pray for us and we're going to continue to worship. But many of us today may have been in Christ Jesus. And maybe we were like that little boy treating that little giving tree like a genie in a bottle. And we're realizing that we've put our faith in ourselves so much more than we put our faith in Christ. And we can see right now that He is pruning things out of our life and peeling those away to set us up to bear fruit. And when He prunes those away, it's not the easiest thing in the world. But I can tell you every time He does it, He is faithful to keep His promise and we will bear fruit. So I'm going to pray for us and then we're going to continue into worship. Dear Jesus, thank You once again for coming and setting us free. Jesus, it'd be so easy for us to get caught up in our works and get caught up in the things that only lead to fake fruit. But Jesus, in You, we can have lasting, eternal fruit. And so right now, Jesus, I just pray that we would be reminded of the cross. I just pray right now, Jesus, that we would just take all the fake things in our life and that we would shed them. I pray that we would see that You're pruning them away and You're setting us up for growth. I pray that Jesus, You would not bring us kick, that we would not be kicking and screaming as You do this, but instead we would be trusting in faithful obedience that You are doing this for Your glory and for our good. So in this season where it feels like things are just being stripped away, let us trust You because we know that when we're down to nothing, You're up to something. Just like in Isaiah, When Israel thought that it was all over, Jesus, no. You are the sprout that came. You are it, Jesus. Remind us of that. You are the branch that bears fruit for us. And so as we are on those stumps, Jesus, let us be reminded. We love You, Lord. We can't believe You let us do this. Amen. Let's continue into worship.
Alone in my sorrow, dead in my sin, lost without hope, with no place to begin. Love me in a way to let mercy come in. Death was arrested, my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given a name. The morning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. Death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your rejoice as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over.
Today, I believe that Jesus had that word specifically for each and every one of us in the season that we're in. Now, I would be lying to you to think that just because you heard one message that you are okay and you still don't need someone to pray with you. So I just want to remind you one more time, maybe you need to connect with someone. We would love to do that. You can reach out to us at prayer@thevine.tv, or you can give us a text message or phone call at 864 864- 580-6698. We have a team of folks that would love, love, love to pray with you. Guys, I'm about to pray, but before I do, I want to remind you that next week we'll be streaming our Easter services as well as we talk about how Jesus is our bridge to life. So I'm going to pray, and you know what? After I get done praying, we're going to go have the best week yet. So let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you once again for this day. Thank you that we know that when it seems like we're down to nothing, if we've got you, we've got all that we need. Right now, Jesus, I believe that folks are feeling like they're down to that stump and they feel like it's over. But Jesus, today they were able to see a sprout of hope rise up inside of them because they saw you clearly for the first time. And Jesus, I pray that they would boldly take the step of faith that you call them to take in that. And Jesus, that they would go and share you with the world. Jesus, right now, I pray that as many of us are going through this season, Lord, that we would see that even though it seems like it's a season of loss, Jesus, it can be the year of our greatest growth because of you. So I pray today that those of us that may feel like you have not been there, those of us that may feel like we are down, let us be reminded that with you, we are not out. That with you, you're the God of second chances. That with you, you're the God of the comeback. You are the God that steps into the messiness. Jesus, you're the God that steps into the chaos, and you're the God that brings peace through it. So I pray today more than ever that we would leave here and go and share this message of hope with the world, the hope that only you can bring, the hope that only comes by being connected to you. We love you, Jesus. We can't believe we get to do this. Thank you for loving us. We ask all these things in your wonderful, your precious, and your holy name. Amen. Have an awesome week. Once again, we'll see you next week as we stream our Easter services and talk about Jesus being our bridge to life. Always remember, the best is still yet to come.